this year and beyond, if you are not being authentic in how you are marketing to your audience, you will fail. Sorry, I've been away for a little bit, a week. I was meant to record one of these a week ago, but as you can hear, I've had a bit of a flu over the last week and my voice hasn't really come back. But I had to come on here quickly because there was something burning that I really needed to make sure I was still relevant for giving you this information whilst the news was still relevant. So if you haven't been living under a rock, or you haven't been, or you have been, you would have known that the recent photo gate surrounding the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, Kate Windsor, I don't know what we call her anymore, around the authenticity of the picture she sent across to the press outlets about, just again, for Mother's Day. So if you haven't been following me, one of the three big things that I've said this year will move the needle for your marketing, whether you are a brand, a retailer, a business in D2C or B2B, is around authenticity, storytelling, and community. Now, if this isn't a big sign for you to realize how important authenticity.
A few moments later.
If this isn't a big sign to make you realize that authenticity is a huge thing, then I cannot help. I've said time and time again that the time we live in, the consumer that we're trying to go after, the individual that we're trying to go after, is no longer the same type of person we were trying to go after 10 or 15 years ago. Things have changed. The environment has changed. Technology has changed. People's access to technology has changed, which means that there is a more savviness around a customer's identity. This means customers can see through BS. They understand technology. They understand how things can be manipulated to gain their attention or to get them to do something. And this is why we saw the backlash on Kate's picture, is we have an individual humanistic profile now that has outgrown those old models. And we've seen a huge failure on the royal family's point in being authentic. And again, another thing about that whole situation was around the community. And again, I cannot keep harping on about this as much as I do, but that picture was released, and then communities on different sides of the internet, or different spaces of the internet, decided to get involved and actually have comment on that picture, which then drove the awareness that turned that into that huge, I hate to say, viral moment or a talking point, which then made the royal family have to then respond. Now, I know a lot of this, you might think, what does this have to do with marketing? And again, I'll bring it back and say that we are not monolithic human beings. We can no longer compartmentalize how behaviors or how we are, how we communicate in different aspects of our life. So you can't just say, well, actually, it has nothing to do with product or business. That doesn't matter. We are not monolithic human beings. How we respond in our home life, on our devices, to our spouses, our friends, is the very same way and the very same essence that enables us to respond in a business environment or as a consumer or as a marketer. So it's important not to separate the two. So when you see things like this happening in and around us as a social event, there are actually some keys from a marketing point of view that we can take and use and be better at what we do. Again, and I'll say it loud and very clear, this year and beyond, if you are not being authentic in how you are marketing to your audience, you will fail. So no more fake reviews, or no more paid for reviews, or no more incentivized reviews. It's about authentic content. UGC, so user generated content, is going to be huge for that, is allowing the users to create things that promote what you do, promote your products, your services, that give other possible consumers or possible customers social proof. That has been a buzzword for years, but never has it been so important to understand the power of social proof. So authenticity is what's going to move the needle for you guys this year. as well as community, as we've seen how the community drove that awareness and then that interest and then caused the movement on the other end, and storytelling. If you can combine all three, I promise you there will be some immediate changes in how you see your marketing being consumed and the metrics that you wrap around it. So in closing, it is all about authenticity. Please, please, please be authentic in your messaging, in your brand identity, in the way you communicate, in the things that you put out there. Make sure you're storytelling and doing this consistently, different voices within your organizations or different ways to tell that story about your products and services. And then also allow a space for a community to consume that, to be involved, to feel a part of what you do, and ultimately to start advocating for what you do. I hope that's been helpful, and hopefully my voice gets a little bit better and I can start to do these a little bit more regular. But I've been the Black Marketing Guy, and here's my, that was a bit of my social commentary for this week. I'll see you then. Thank you.